Eric Carba, how you doing today?
I'm awesome, Mike. How you doing? Get ready for week 7.
Beautiful. All right, let's go Eagles first. Tampa Bay, the Carolina Panthers and the Eagles. Who is worthy to play in this game?
You know, it's going to be the same every week for the Eagles, I think. It's going to be Wentz, who's a borderline top 10 guy, mostly in the top 10. Ertz is always a great play. Jeffrey, that was amazing last week, honestly. That was a terrific performance. He looks better than he did last year. He's a top 20 guy again. Running backs are sharing. It's going to be tough to rely on either one. On Carolina, you got a running back, you got a quarterback. That's about it. No wide receivers that you have to play. The tight end, Greg Olsen. I think the Eagles can handle him this week. Eagles are going to win this game easily.
Ooh, easily. Now, is Cam Newton a worthy play, or is he just he is a worthy play?
He's always a worthy play because even if he doesn't have the passing numbers, he always runs for 50, 60 yards. He's his own goal line back. So Cam Newton is a consensus top 5 quarterback every week in fantasy, pretty much regardless of who he's playing. You know, this week against the Eagles, the Eagles aren't putting a lot of pressure on the passer. It really comes down to the linebackers keeping Newton in place, but I don't think they're going to be able to hold him to less than 50 rushing yards. So to me, Newton every week is a top 5 quarterback. He's a better option than Wentz, because Wentz doesn't really run all that much.
Okay, what's the big mismatch that you look at this week game-wise as far as offense versus defense, where you can really get some value?
Value? I mean, I want to see what Jacksonville does this week. That was embarrassing last week at Dallas. I'm not sure the defense can be trusted. So Houston, to me, is that team this week that you don't know. Are they going to put up 30? Are they going to be held to 3? So Deshaun Watson, a lot of fantasy managers are having trouble with what to do with Deshaun Watson as receivers. There's really no running game there to speak of. And on the Jacksonville side, same type of thing. How can they not move the ball in Dallas? They have the receivers that are good. T.J. Yeldon's good. It's a big game for fantasy managers because you don't really know who to trust. I can't wait to see what happens. I think Jacksonville's D bounces back here against Houston, but I do think Deshaun Watson's a good play. The New England-Chicago game, very interesting, obviously. Trubisky, his running back, he's got 2 running backs. One catches passes, one doesn't. Are either really that valuable? We'll see against the Patriots.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that game. Now, New England is only a 3-point favorite in this game. Brady is always valuable, but that seems like a short line. I mean, is Chicago going to handle him?
It does seem like a short line. And, I don't think they're all that scared about Khalil Mack. The key for Brady is obviously getting rid of the ball quickly so Mack can't get to him there. But having Edelman back, all those passes are 5 yards down the field. Edelman isn't running deeper than that. And he's got a running game with Sony Michel. I think New England wins this game by at least 7. I think Sony Michel and James White are excellent plays every week. If you've got both of them, you play both of them. They're both top 15 running backs in fantasy.
All right, let's go to the questions. We have people on email, on Twitter, and on the phone lines. Greg Newman emails in, quarterback Breeze or Winston, and in the flex, Breda, Thompson, or Smallwood?
Yeah, it can't be Smallwood. I mean, I think Breed is a good play every week. He's getting 75 rushing yards. He can catch a pass. Thompson's only a pass catcher. Still a valuable guy there. I take them both over Smallwood right now. I like Smallwood, but he's clearly sharing with Clement. Breeze over Winston. It's a tough matchup for Breeze. I think he can handle it. I think he handles all the matchups with Winston. He's a guy you can't trust. He's been over 20 points in 60 seconds of games, but you know that the bottom's falling out at some point.
All right. Michael Lopez wants to trust somebody. He says, how can I trust Dalvin Cook? Is he going to play better? And will he be effective? So he needs you to pick one to start along with Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, Tariq Cohen, or Alex Collins. There are two questions in there, I guess.
There's a lot of questions. I don't trust Dalvin Cook yet. He's got to show me first. I mean, obviously, Latavius Murray exceeded expectations last week. Minnesota offensive line hasn't been the problem. It's been Dalvin Cook and his health. They say he's healthy. Jets can be run on, but until Dalvin Cook shows it, I can't really help. I can't really trust him, so I go with all those other guys. I mean, Tariq Cohen, is going to catch at least 5 passes. With those yards, that's probably more than what Dalvin Cook has done in any game this year.
All right, let's get some quarterback questions here on Twitter. Johan tweets in, Deshaun Watson or Matthew Stafford?
Watson there.
Watson, all right. CK tweets in, Winston or Breeze?
Yeah, it's the same thing. I'm still going with Breeze there.
All right, now here's a tight end question, which brings the Eagles game into play from Andrew. Kyle Rudolph or Greg Olsen?
Olsen got plenty of snaps last week. The Eagles really haven't given up a whole lot of stuff to tight ends this season, but Kyle Rudolph to me is just not doing a whole lot of anything because Thielen does it all. So I'd go with actually Olsen there.
All right, intriguing question. 4 for 4 Rocco says, Adrian Peterson, Smallwood, or Dalvin Cook as the second running back?
I have Cook ranked ahead of those other guys. All right. And then I would add Peterson second. I still wouldn't use Smallwood there. It comes down to whether you trust Cook or not. I can't tell you for sure if he's going to get 75 yards or 17. And that's what scares me.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I'd probably go Cook there because I don't like Peterson all that much. But still.
All right, there's a couple other questions. This stink game tonight, I can't believe it. I'm even asking you about this. But this guy wants to know, Philip Rivers versus Tennessee or Case Keenum versus Arizona?
Yeah, it's Rivers, easily.
It's Rivers. All right.
We didn't even rank Keenum this week. Yeah.
No. Okay, Dalton versus the Chiefs or Wentz versus the Panthers? Dave Jr., Senior Akers.
That's where you go, Dalton. That's where you go, Dalton. Yeah, oh. Chiefs are real. Chiefs give up a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
All right. JWS Rock, Frank Gore or Lamar Miller?
I'm going Gore there. Had enough of Miller every week. It's 50 yards. At least Gore can get 100. He did last week.
All right. Bills defense or the Eagles defense?
A lot of people like the Bills defense. I do understand they played well late, but come on. I think the Eagles are going to have a good game against Carolina. I think they're going to shut them down. This is like a 24-10 game to me.
All right, Alex Smith or Flacco?
That would be Alex Smith. I know Flacco playing the Saints, but no, ooh. I'm not loving the Baltimore offense right now.
Okay, Tom G says, can I drop Russell Wilson at this point or don't give up on him yet?
Well, it depends who else you have. I mean, it's a bye week. Obviously not going to have to be this week, but he can still be a borderline top 10 quarterback. It depends who else you're trusting. If it's Mitch Trubisky and Joe Flacco, no, I still trust Wilson.
I like these trades. Tom also asked, should I trade James Conner and Josh Gordon for Drew Brees?
I don't like doing stuff like that because I assume that you can get a quarterback pretty easily off free agency. And I'm not so sure about Le'Veon Bell coming back next week. And James Conner's done something in 6 weeks that Bell has never done. I'm keeping Connor right now.
All right, Dave Gambone tweets in Wentz or Winston, and then he's got another league, Brady or Ryan?
Brady and Ryan, I think they're my number 2 and 3 quarterbacks.
I think Ryan's going to put up big numbers too this week.
He's going to put up huge numbers. Yep. The Giants are terrible. Look what they were last week.
Yep.
Winston versus Wentz, I've got Wentz a little bit better.
Okay, Bill, Northeast Philly on the phone lines with Eric Harrell. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, so I got a QB and a receiver question. Wentz or Cousins, and then the receivers are Jeffrey Tate, Sanders, or Edelman. You pick three.
Wow. All right, so all four of those receivers are in my top 20. It makes it tough to kind of – I mean, they're all kind of similar right now. I would leave out Tate right now. I'm okay with doing that. And then I have Cousins two spots ahead of Wentz, so I would go with them.
All right, you got it. Let's go to Ryan and Collingdale. Ryan, you're on with Eric Harrell.
Yeah, I need a third receiver. My first two guys are Mike Evans and Golden Tate. I'm starting, but the guys I got on my bench are Keelan Cole, Josh Gordon, Corey Davis, or Geronimo Allison.
I think you got to play Josh Gordon. He had 9 targets last week. Obviously, it's trending in the right direction. He's got a terrific quarterback. I understand the Bears have played good defense, but I don't think they're getting to Brady this week. I think Josh Gordon can make a big play at any time. It's going to happen this week.
All right. Goff or Brady? Mike tweets in.
I actually have Goff ahead of both Brady and Ryan, so here you go.
All right. Luck or Jameis Winston? Andrew Luck making a question.
There it's Jameis Winston. I still don't like Andrew Luck that much.
Okay. All right. Eric, listen, a quick 12-minute seg.
Man, isn't it quick?
It goes so fast with you, brother. So you got the Eagles winning handily.
24-10.
And do they win next week in London also?
They do.
Three in a row. They're back.
Three in a row into the bye. They're going to go all the way. 10-6.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You got it.
There he is. Eric Harrell.